When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, he's not even here, but I throw in a little keen on the bumper music for Fred because he's a big fan.
I close my eyes.
But he missed it. He's not in the studio. Here's my favorite story of the day in a very, very sad way. I saw this. I tweeted this out. This is in the LA Times this morning. You ready for the headline here? I think the audience is smart enough. I don't really even have to say anything more, although I will say something more. Here's the headline. Depression was rising among young people in Southern California. COVID made it worse. Really? No. No, 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 no. What happened was Gavin Newsom made it worse, right? The government made it worse. We locked people down. We forced kids to wear masks. We kept them away from their friends. We told people in California, where there's a big, beautiful beach and ocean, that you can't go there because this mysterious black smoke is swirling around that's going to go underneath your mask and right up your nostrils, and you are going to die, ladies and gentlemen. So they wonder why the kids are in bad shape in California or anywhere else. That's unbelievable. But this is what they do. They blame things that really shouldn't be blamed. You know who the LA Times should blame? Themselves. Wow. Because this is the publication that's been gaslighting ever since the spring. Every time there's a little COVID flare, they put a big headline. They put it on the front page of their website. They did it earlier this summer. They tried to blame Taylor Swift, if you remember on that. And then, you know, we did, in fairness, we had a little wave that was going through people. Remember in August? We knew a lot of people that had COVID. And everyone's fine, right? It was more like the flu or even a bad cold. Since then, not much, except if you read the LA Times. Sue, if you read the LA Times, you think that it's going to be worse than, a few years ago because they try to scare the crap out of people. Anyway, I thought that was just ridiculous. Here's an interesting story I came across first thing this morning, and I was fascinated by it. We've had Jamie Reed on this show a couple of different times. We had her on recently because she broke the story that that gender clinic that she worked for, that she, became the whistleblower for, shut down at WashU very quietly. But this is the headline from the Free Press this morning. And Jamie Reed, when she became a whistleblower, put her piece originally in the Free Press. That would have been a year ago, almost 2 years ago, because February would be 2 years. So the headline now is, and you remember, people don't remember, that Jamie Reed is married to a trans man. I think that's how you would say it, right? A biological woman who became a man. Okay, let's bring it full circle here. I spent 13 years living as a man, but after my spouse's expose, I'm detransitioning. Tiger Reed. This is how he identifies himself here in this article. I'm a 44-year-old librarian in St. Louis. Since 2016, I've been married to Jamie Reed. She is the whistleblower who exposed the alarming effects of gender, and he puts this in quotes because he should, gender-affirming medical care given to minors at Washington University's Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Her story shocked the nation. I'm also dad to the five children we are raising together, two from Jamie's previous marriage and three that we have adopted. And now, after 13 years of living as a man, I'm in the process of tapering down my weekly testosterone injections to begin the process of becoming a woman again. Now, this is really kind of sad when you hear some of the details here of what happened with Tiger Reed and why. I don't even know, you know, honestly, Sue, I don't even know whether to say he or she. I you know, sometimes we do that in a little bit of a mocking fashion. In this particular case, I don't even know how to address Tiger Reed. But he writes, when Jamie exposed the harm, I'm going to say she because she's going to be a she now. Okay, all right. So I'm going to go with that. When Jamie exposed the harm gender-affirming care does to vulnerable children and teens, many with a history of trauma and various mental health diagnoses, she was widely attacked by activists. That Jamie was married to me, a trans man, was powerful evidence she was no transphobe. I think we tried to point that out when we covered this story. But she says, looking back, I realized the thing that threatened me the most about Jamie going public was something I didn't want to face. This was the knowledge that my spouse and a growing chorus of knowledgeable critics were right. They were right that there was something fundamentally amiss with the message, especially to young people, that a swift gender transition was a safe, all-purpose solution to profound problems. The realization meant that I had to address my own doubts about my own transition. And this is kind of where it gets relatively sad, because what happens is Tiger Reed goes into great detail about some of the things that kind of led to becoming a man in the first place. And there's all kinds of abuse that's mentioned here. And this sort of, when you think about it, I think it reinforces the it's not even an allegation, the reality. I'll just say the reality that this is a mental illness and really should be treated like that. So he talks about, she talks about dropping out of high school in 1997, minimum wage job, 24 years old. Around that time, she says, I watched a reality series called Transgeneration. Some people might remember that. It followed four transgender college students. The show was life-changing for me. I felt it presented a solution, a way out of the pain of being a woman. 2011, Tiger Reed writes, was an agonizing one. I lost the one family member who had been consistently supporting me, my maternal step-grandmother. She and I talked on the phone every day for years. Her death crushed me. She wrote about having, when she was younger, very painful periods, and says in this piece, I wanted my painful periods to go away. I didn't have health insurance. The history of her life kind of goes on here, but she says, before I transitioned, I was someone who cried often. When I was sad, angry, or joyful, I couldn't hold back my tears. One of the earliest effects of testosterone was losing the ability to cry. Huh. The testosterone replaced my tears with a rage that would come out of nowhere. I'm embarrassed now to think of how my spurts of anger have hurt those around me. But there were parts of transitioning I welcomed. For example, having a beard. This gets a little bizarre. Okay. The whole process of growing one was exciting, Tiger Reed says. It symbolized that I was really making a change and doing something new for myself. And then goes into the history about, you know, Jamie meeting Jamie in 2015, says at this point, Jamie and I were both believers that the transgender movement, which was growing in visibility and power, was a good thing and an answer to people's distress. To the outside world, Jamie and I looked like a heterosexual couple, but when out by myself, people usually assumed I was a gay man. I struggled to relate to other men. I also lost my connection to the lesbian community, which I still miss dearly. Now, essentially, in this article, Tiger Reed admits she's a lesbian, okay? Was a lesbian, didn't really need to become a man, but became a man. Says in 2016, this is interesting too, when Tiger Reed was 36. I had a double mastectomy. A double mastectomy because, again, biological woman becoming a man. And she admits, following the surgery, I grieved over the loss of my breasts. Today, the harmful physical effects of over a decade on testosterone have started to make themselves known. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, high triglycerides, sleep apnea, issues with my kidneys, aren't doctors supposed to be helping people at WashU Children's Hospital, right? While some of these problems are hereditary, the testosterone exacerbates them, and goes into great detail about how transitioning didn't bring her to the sense of comfort and inner peace, goes into great detail about some of the unfortunate abuse that she received, even, I think, from relatives, sexual abuse, et cetera. I mean, she was very troubled as a young person, and decided, and this fits the pattern so perfectly, not only what Jamie Reed wrote, the Tavistock Clinic overseas, all the other things we've learned from detransitioners. It's unfortunate that this is a piece that has to be in the free press, because it really is a piece that should be in the New York Times or the LA Times or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The free press is really doing the only real journalism and Substack out there right now. But Tiger Reed sort of closes this by saying this. Gender-affirming clinicians have been ignoring and dismissing our concerns. While my transition was covered by insurance, my detransition is not. To restore my hairline and remove my body hair, it will cost thousands. In the next few years, I may have breast reconstructive surgery. Good Lord. There are many questions. That's my editorializing there, the good Lord. Many questions I don't have answers to, such as whether my kids, now ranging in age from 2 to 16 years old, should still call me Dad. I'm planning to change my name back to Roxanne and change my license so it says female, but I wonder if I'll ever pass as a woman. The gender-affirming care model relies on vulnerable people's impatience.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, it does. This is important. Rushing them toward major medical changes rather than stopping to understand the root of their pain and suffering. That line right there completely encapsulates Jamie Reed's entire whistleblower account. It really does. And it should cast a lot of shame on these so-called medical professionals, doctors, etc., that thought that they were doing the right thing. At an esteemed university like Washington University, it's awful. It should be. Real journalists should do real stories about this. But remember what happened in St. Louis. You had people like Alexis Zotos over at Channel 4 and the Post-Dispatch. All they wanted to do was go to, you know, people who supported transitions, the trans movement, the experts. Well, a couple of them, including Jamie Reed and now Tiger Reed, have decided that they're going to go in a completely different direction. And Tiger says, I'm going public because I want people like me who have complex and nuanced reasons for their gender distress to be part of the conversation. I want people to know that there are more options than medicalizing their bodies for the rest of their lives. When I was getting into a bit of a debate with Ben Hockman over at the Post-Dispatch, because I kept asking Ben, because he made his feelings known on, biological men playing in women's sports. He seems to be all hunky-dory with that. And at one point, when we were having a Twitter exchange, he shot back and said, Mark, what would you do? I told this story on the air. What would you do if you had I do have a young girl. What if your kid, 6, 7 years old, came to you and said that they thought that they were in the wrong body? I would say, you need help, and we're going to get you some help. What I told him, though, the one thing I know that I wouldn't do, and nobody should do, and if you're someone out there, you know someone who's done this through WashU, shame on you. I wouldn't hop them up on hormones and suggest covering up breasts, etc., or cutting off body parts. How about figure this out a little bit? Maybe you have a mental illness. Maybe you're gay. I mean, most of the people that have come out now and said they're detransitioning, that's what they've realized, just like Tiger Reid. It is shameful that St. Louis has to be a part of this ground zero in this, whole gender nonsense scenario. But we are. But this was interesting and maybe somewhat encouraging, even though it's very confusing. We're coming back. We got Sue's News, a few celebrity deaths to report on today, unfortunately.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!